One New Jersey woman and sexual assault survivor wants to help others practice talking about sexual violence by showing, not telling them how to do so. WHYY's Laura Benchoff sat in on a preview of a project called The Uncomfortable Conversation.
This is not Sarah Beaulieu's first time wading into a big public conversation about sexual assault. In 2013, she launched an initiative called the Enliven Project, aimed at helping survivors of sexual violence come out of the shadows. As a part of that project, she put out what she thought was a harmless infographic showing statistics about false sexual assault accusations.
Look, guys, you really shouldn't be concerned about false accusation because you have a much better chance of just raping somebody and getting away with it. Little did I know that I had stepped on the third rail of the sexual violence conversation.
The graphic went viral, and soon Beaulieu was at the bottom of an internet pylon. Slate, The Washington Post, and numerous opinion blogs critiqued the graphic from all sides.
And it made me think again about maybe that's not the best place to start the conversation.
In her day job, Beaulieu is a peppy fundraising expert, but she also survived sexual violence as a child and has been an advocate for victims since college. So she didn't give up and instead decided to try reframing the debate about sexual violence. On a weekday morning, she's gathered a group that includes a fraternity administrator, a law student, and a former candidate for Philadelphia district attorney in a glass-walled conference room in Center City.
Today, we did a public release of three videos, which you can all check out online.
She's actually made 50 short videos that show professional actors replicating real-life uncomfortable conversations about sexual violence, consent, and trauma. They explicitly try to include men in these conversations, both as friends and as survivors of sexual assaults themselves. According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, 1 in 6 young men are sexually abused.
So wait, how does sex work after your rape? Do you still have sex? How does it work? Does it happen?
This video concerns a group at a party asking difficult questions among friends. Another shows a man telling a friend he thinks he was sexually assaulted. Afterwards, the focus group debriefs. That video about a tough conversation at the gym, it would be more realistic at a bar. Miranda Barthmas is director of development at the Philadelphia Children's Alliance and says she could see the same tool working to talk about other tough topics.
You can almost insert any taboo subject. I was thinking about miscarriage and fertility issues.
Beaulieu plans to distribute the videos to schools, fraternities, and businesses with the hope that more people will have real-life conversations. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.